Welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Obviously joined here by wide receiver Damaris Johnson. Damaris, not Damaris, right?
That's right. An
eventful day for you yesterday. Let's start with receiver, where you stepped in for Jeremy Maclin, and you were the leading receiver yesterday. 5 catches for 84 yards. Did you feel like you made your presence known there on the outside?
I felt I came in and got the job done. What they asked me to do, I went and made a few plays. I mean, the outcome didn't show it. We didn't come out with the W. That's the most important thing in the game. But I think I went in and made a few plays.
You didn't get a lot of chances to work with Mike Vick one-on-one during the preseason, obviously, because you were working mostly with the twos. But you seemed to develop a rapport with him pretty quickly.
Definitely. Just in practice, just staying after, getting deep balls, getting sharp balls. But Mike Vick, he's a pro. He knows how to adjust to different receivers, big receivers, smaller guys. And I just follow his lead, man. Just go out there and try to make plays.
The one play that we really liked was at the end of the first half, when through the beginning of that drive, you spun off the guy, got out of bounds, a nice 20-plus yard drive. Take us through that one.
I was coming from backside. Mike made a good read. He went through his progression. I was the last read, ended up getting the ball. I saw the guy kind of late. He tried to get a big hit on me, kind of spun off and just tried to get out of bounds and just keep the drive moving.
And then I've got to ask you about the fumble. Take us through what happened there.
Coach just wants me back there to make plays. I tried to make a big play, made a few cuts. I should have just got vertical a little more. The guy, he made a great play on the ball. I didn't see him. He came from the backside and slapped there, and he made a real good play.
I know, you know, ball security is what Bobby April preaches, but it's difference between when you see the guy coming and when, you know, you're protecting the ball and he just comes out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, definitely. But at the same time, I got to hold that ball tight. It was a momentum changer for them. It gave them 7 points, put out defense in a sharp field. So that's something I got to learn from.
How do you feel about how you've done as the primary punt return guy through 3 games?
I think it hasn't been good enough. I think I went in, I've showed that I can catch the ball. I just haven't had a big play yet. But like D Jackson told me, man, it just takes patience, it takes time. In this league, everybody's fast, everybody's good. You know, just one day you're going to bust one of them out there. Though.
What are the things that you're working on? What are the adjustments you need to make?
Definitely from college, the ball is coming, it's real high. The guys are coming out faster. But at the same time, our guys on the punt return, they're blocking real good for me. And I just got to just stay patient and just wait for a big play to come.
So we turn the page now to next Sunday's game against the New York Giants. What have you heard from your teammates about the rivalry there? It's one of the biggest games of the year.
I've heard a lot from my teammates. Just definitely, it's a divisional game. We're going in for the divisional lead. But just from last year, just watching the game, watching the Eagles and Giants play, just watching how those games are so competitive and everybody's just playing their hearts out. And that's what I'm going to try to do Sunday.
Do you feel a difference from college to the NFL in terms of how quickly you guys have to turn the page on to the next game?
Oh, definitely. That's one thing Coach Reed mentioned to us. In this league, you can lose one game or lose a few and still be a world champion. Well, in college, you can lose one game and be out of national championship hopes. But, you know, we just going to learn from this past week and just try to move on.
And, you know, as we are moving forward, of course, you want to learn stuff from the past games. What do you learn from a game like yesterday where, you know, the score isn't very close, but a few plays here and there, and that game is tight right at halftime?
Definitely, man. Our team is just competitive. They scored 24 points in the first half, and coach just came in halftime and just play with our backs against the wall. Don't look at the scoreboard. Just go out and grind out the game. And I think we did that. We came down. We drove the ball. Instead of getting touchdowns, we got a few field goals. But we learned something from this game, and we're definitely just going to move on to next week.
I'm sure a long flight back after a loss like that sort of stews, you know, the emotions are in you. That's enough motivation to move forward and go full on against the Giants, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That was the worst part of the game. I mean, definitely the loss, but that flight back just with the loss, I mean, it really didn't help us at all. But I think everybody's mind is right. Everybody's focused. We're going to move on, just have a great week of practice this week and just get prepared for the Giants.
All right, certainly looking forward to that. Sunday night, 8 o'clock, Lincoln Financial Field, Eagles against the Giants. Damaris Johnson, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thank you.
All right, back with more on the other side here on Eagles Nightly.